You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Dalal Street. All the activities that transpire on the Dalal Street and all the big news emerging from the worlds of business and finance will come to you in a neat little capsule we like to call an evening walk down the Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down the Dalal Street with Money Control.
Well, it's been a negative start to the week for the market, with the Nifty managing to hold 10,500 mark. Tepid global cues along with a weak rupee weighed on the indices. Having said that, there was a recovery in the last hour of trade, especially in Bank Nifty, after State Bank of India reported a good set of numbers for the September quarter. The day began on a negative note amid weak global cues. Asian markets were under pressure on the back as investors sensed worries about global growth. There was some pressure on the Indian currency as well, which fell below 73 per US dollar again. Benchmarks kept swinging between negative zone and flat terrain, but there was some buying in the last hour, which helped indices end off lows. At the close of market hours, the Sensex closed down 60.73 points, or 0.17%, at 34,950.92, while the Nifty was down 29 points, or 0.27%, to close at 10,524. The market breadth was rather narrow, as 1,327 shares advanced against a decline of 1,294 shares, while 150 shares remained unchanged. Among sectors, automobiles, consumption, infrastructure and pharmaceuticals were the top losers, while the IT and PSU banks sectors were the big gainers. The Nifty Midcap Index ended over a third of a percent lower. State Bank of India and Axis Bank were the top gainers today, while IndusInd Bank, NTPC, Cipla and IOC lost the most. Well, it was a big day for earnings, so let's find out some stocks which made all the news today on the Dalal Street. ONGC, that's Oil and Natural Gas Corporation, fell 2% after surging 4% after it reported strong numbers for the quarter ended September 2018. Share price of Strides Pharma Science added 2% on a successful completion of US FDA inspection of its Bangalore unit. Share price of Sun TV Network shed 7% despite the company reporting better numbers for the quarter ended September 2018. Axis Bank, on the other hand, soared over 2% as investors bet on the positive results for the September quarter. Shares of NBFCs, that is non-banking financial companies, particularly in the housing finance segment, were under pressure as the government is said to have raised concerns. PNB Housing Finance, Indiabulls Housing Finance and DHFL, along with Repco Home Finance and HDFC, were all down in the range of 1-5%. Cipla, on Monday today, reported a fall of 11% year-on-year in its net profit for the September quarter at 377 crore rupees. The company had reported a profit of 422.9 crore rupees during the same period last year. The stock ended 7% lower. Bosch's shares ended a percent lower even after it reported a surge of 19% year-on-year in its net profit for the September quarter at 420 crore rupees against 353 crore rupees. The beleaguered Jet Airways soared 9% based on a media report that Tata Group and the airline have initiated second round of discussions on a possible deal. State Bank of India, meanwhile, reported a net profit of 944.9 crore rupees for the September quarter against a net loss of 4,875.85 crore rupees during the previous quarter. State Bank of India reported a profit of 1,581.55 crore rupees during the corresponding quarter of last year. On a year-on-year basis, the bank has reported a fall of 40%. The stock ended over 3% higher. As usual, a quick look at global markets. European stocks were mixed as investors monitored several geopolitical events. The pan-European stock 600 at the time of my saying this was trading flat. Meanwhile, Asia-Pacific markets traded lower today as investors remained cautious over global growth. In Japan, the Nikkei 225 fell 344.67 points or 1.55% to 21,898.99, while Japan's Topix index declined 18.37 points or 1.11% to close at 1,640.39, and South Korea's Kospi was down 19.08 points or 0.91% to close at 2076.92. Well, that's pretty much all that you needed to know about all the big events on the Dalal Street. Until the next time I see you, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.